KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the NFL season closed out yesterday, and Kansas City finally clinched its third AFC West title and the number one seed in the AFC playoffs with a 35-3 pounding of the Raiders. Patrick Mahomes threw for 281 yards, highlighted by a 67-yard TD pass to Tyreek Hill and an 89-yard TD toss to DeMarcus Robinson for the 12-4 Chiefs. That gave the first-year starter 5,097 yards and 50 touchdown passes, joining Peyton Manning as the only QBs to hit 5,050 in the same season. Hill finished with five catches for 101 yards, becoming the Chiefs' single-season leader for yards receiving with 1,479 while adding a fourth-quarter touchdown run. Damian Williams added 51 yards and a score on the ground as the Chiefs beat the Raiders for the eighth time in nine games. Travis Kelce had five catches for 62 yards, giving him 1,336 yards this season. That broke the NFL record for tight ends set by the Patriots' Rob Gronkowski in 2011, only for the Niners' George Kittle to pass him just a few minutes later. Mahomes was 14 of 24, giving him a franchise record 383 completions this season. He began the day tied with Trent Green for 369. Coach Andy Reid broke a tie with former Chiefs coach Marty Schottenheimer for seventh on the NFL's career wins list with his 206th. Elsewhere, the Baltimore Ravens were able to lock up the AFC North title of the number four seed in the AFC playoffs. That left the Pittsburgh Steelers out of the postseason. The Ravens reached the playoffs for the first time in 4 years, rushing for 296 yards and a 26-24 win over the visiting Browns. In Pittsburgh, Ben Roethlisberger passed for 287 yards and a touchdown as the Steelers downed the Bengals 16-13. Also yesterday, the Colts are in the AFC playoffs as the number six seed after earning a 33-17 winner-take-all against the Titans last night as Andrew Luck threw for 285 yards and three touchdowns, improving to 11-0 against the Titans. The Eagles have worked themselves into the playoffs at 9-7 as Nick Foles tied Phillip Rivers' NFL record by completing 25 straight passes in a 24-0 shutout of Washington. Foles also threw for 221 yards and two scores before leaving the game because of a chest injury. The Bears knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs as Jordan Howard rushed for 109 yards and two touchdowns in Chicago's 24-10 win at Minnesota. The Chargers improved to 12-4 with a 23-9 win at Denver, but they have to settle for the number five seed in the AFC playoffs following Kansas City's rout of Oakland. The Patriots claimed a first-round bye in the AFC playoffs as Tom Brady threw for three first-half touchdowns and a 38-3 trouncing of the Jets. The Texans wrapped up the AFC South title at 11-5, silencing the Jaguars 20-3. The Rams secured the number two seed in the NFC playoffs as Brandon Cooks and Josh Reynolds caught two touchdown passes each from Jared Goff in a 48-32 win against the 49ers. Cole Beasley made a lunging catch in the end zone on a 32-yard pass from Dak Prescott with 72 seconds left before a two-point conversion pass to Michael Gallup gave the Cowboys a 36-35 win over the Giants. Seattle has the number five seed in the NFC in a wild card meeting at Dallas after Sebastian Janikowski made a 33-yard field goal on the final play in the Seahawks' 27-24 win against the Cardinals. Having already wrapped up the top seed in the NFC playoffs, the 13-3 Saints rested many of their starters in a 33-14 loss to Carolina. Matthew Stafford threw for 266 yards and two scores to T.J. Jones before the Lions' defense completed a 31-0 shutout of the Packers. Bills rookie Josh Allen had a career-best three touchdown passes and scored two more rushing in a 42-17 thrashing of the Dolphins. And Matt Ryan's first career reception went for a touchdown, and the Atlanta quarterback also threw for 378 yards and two scores in a 34-32 win against the Buccaneers. Well, the NFL has the playoff schedule now set. Coming up here this next weekend, it'll be Houston and Indianapolis starting off the weekend next Saturday in the 3:35 contest in Houston, while Dallas will host Seattle 7:15 on Saturday night. On Sunday, the L.A. Chargers will visit Baltimore in the early game at 12:05, and Philadelphia will face off against the Chicago Bears at 3:40 on Sunday afternoon. The Kansas City Chiefs are in for a Saturday 3:35 game on January 12th, when the L.A. Rams will host the first game at 7:15 that evening. New England and New Orleans are set to host games on Sunday, January 13th. New England will host the 12:05 game, New Orleans the 3:40 contest. The conference championship games will be Sunday, January 20th, Super Bowl in Atlanta, set for February 3rd. The New York Jets and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are making head coaching changes after finishing last in their divisions. The Jets have dismissed Todd Bowles after a 3-3 start turned into a 4-12 disaster. Bowles was head coach for 4 years, guiding the team to a 10-6 record in his first season before going 14-34 the rest of the way. Dirk Cutter was let go by the Buccaneers after a 3-year run. The Bucs posted back-to-back 5-11 seasons after going 9-7 in Cutter's first year in charge. On college football news, Mark Richt has stepped down as Miami's football coach, an announcement that caught the school off guard and comes just days after the end of an underachieving season. The 58-year-old Richt says he was not forced out and that the decision to retire was his. Miami struggled to a 7-6 record this season, falling to Wisconsin in the Pinstripe Bowl Thursday night. The Hurricanes have lost 9 of their last 16 games, going back to a 10-0 start last season. Richt was 26-13 at Miami, 171-64 in 18 seasons between Georgia and the Hurricanes. Houston has fired coach Major Applewhite after 2 seasons. The Cougars went 8-5 this season and were ranked for 1 week in October, but they finished their season with a 70-14 loss to Army in the Armed Forces Bowl. 6 bowl games dot the schedule today in the college football. The Military Bowl at Annapolis gets it started at 11 o'clock this morning with Cincinnati facing Virginia Tech. The Sun Bowl at El Paso, Texas at 1 this afternoon has Pittsburgh facing Stanford. In the Red Box Bowl tonight in Santa Clara, California, that's this afternoon at 2 o'clock, Michigan State will play Oregon. At 2:45 this afternoon, it's the Liberty Bowl in Memphis, Tennessee, featuring Missouri and Oklahoma State. The Tax Slayer Bowl is tonight in Jacksonville, Florida at 6:30 with Texas A&M facing North Carolina State. And the Holiday Bowl starts at 6 o'clock tonight out in San Diego as Northwestern will face off against Utah. Iowa makes its 6th appearance in the Outback Bowl tomorrow when the Hawkeyes play 18th-ranked Mississippi State. The Hawkeyes are 8-4 on the season.
And every bowl that we've participated in has been extremely significant and for the most part been first class, and this one's right at the top. That has been consistent going back to 2003. So, yeah, we're excited to be here, excited to close out the week, and looking forward to a really tough challenge on Tuesday, playing a great Mississippi State team.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. Mississippi State head coach Joe Moorhead was the offensive coordinator at Penn State when the Nittany Lions beat the Hawkeyes in 2016 and 17.
There are some similarities, obviously. There's some differences, too. And I think, you know, probably the biggest similarity is they both, in my mind, the quarterback was the catalyst. I think that's really obvious right now with Mississippi State.
Bulldog quarterback Nick Fitzgerald has rushed for more than 1,000 yards and is similar to Penn State's Trace McSorley. Ferentz says with so much time since the final game of the regular season, you have to resist the urge to put in a lot of new stuff.
It's like any game. It really gets down to what's pertinent, what do you think might be applicable, and then trying to go from there. But, yeah, you can overanalyze anything. That's one of the great, probably another, I don't know much about anything else, but in coaching, we're all guilty of that sometimes.
Mississippi State coach Joe Moorhead says there are some similarities with the Penn State offense.
Our belief is that you want to have your scheme match your personnel, not your personnel match your scheme. So there's some things we've done at Penn State and other places where I've been that maybe not necessarily fit, you know, because of who we have. But I'd say that the base foundation and structure are the same.
Moorhead says he's familiar with the Iowa offense and says the Hawkeyes hang their hat on toughness.
And they've been the model of consistency and the blueprint for success for a very, very long time, and understand it's going to be an incredibly tough game against a physical, blue-collar, fundamentally sound football team. And, you know, I think it's going to be one that's exciting for the fans, and one that our kids are certainly fired up to play.
Now, Prairie City Boy will celebrate his 14th birthday tomorrow, serving as the kid captain for the Iowa football team as the Hawkeyes play Mississippi State in the Outback Bowl. Gabe Graber's mother, Emily, says her son was born January 1st of 2005 with a rare birth defect.
Gabe's congenital heart defect is called double inlet left ventricle, which means that his right ventricle never fully developed and that his left ventricle is responsible for handling the whole function of his heart.
Gabe had 2 heart surgeries before his 3rd birthday. During his 2nd surgery, he suffered a stroke that left him paralyzed on his left side, but within 2 months, he was walking again. His father, Darren, says a 3rd major surgery followed a seizure in 2015.
After that surgery or since, he's been like a changed person. He has a lot more confidence. He's a lot more engaging with people.
Gabe has taught me the definition of resilience. He continues to fight no matter what obstacles he's faced.
Gabe's parents made their comments in a video that was produced by the University of Iowa Stead Family Children's Hospital, which explains the music in the background there. This marks the 10th year for the UI Kid Captain program. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell expects to see continued growth with the Cyclone program. ISU posted its 2nd straight 8-win season after a 28-26 loss Friday to 13th-ranked Washington State in the Alamo Bowl, and a large number of starters will return.
I think the missing piece for us right now is in the detail. And you want to take the next step in this program. We had to learn how to be consistent. We had to learn and prove that we could win with consistency here in Iowa State. We've proven that. Now, to take the next step in this program, it's detail.
Campbell says next year's team will have a lot of experience.
There's a lot of guys that played a lot of football in this upcoming senior class that have had a huge impact. So I think our leadership coming into this coming year has got a chance to be really special, which is exciting from my end of it. I think that's a credit to the last two senior classes and what they've taught us of how to do things the right way.
Campbell says he'll remember this year's team as gutsy after it bounced back from a 1-3 start. The Cyclones finished their year at 8-5. In women's college hoops yesterday, 16th-ranked Iowa women were outscored 23-10 in the third quarter in an 84-70 loss at 21st-ranked Michigan State in their Big Ten opener. Hawkeye senior Megan Gustafson scored 30 points to become Iowa's all-time leading scorer. Iowa falls to 9-3 overall. They're 0-1 in Big Ten conference play. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.